This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
To Sacramento, ESPN 1320, Sacramento sports leader. Always live on the Odyssey app. It's time now to go beyond the headlines, and for the next 2 hours, go where every sports fan wants to go. Behind the scenes and into the practice facilities, locker rooms, coaches' offices, and press boxes to get the info before anyone else. This is the ESPN 1320 Insiders.
This is one of those days where I have to actively make myself focus on the main thing.
Yeah?
Because the Kings might have gotten their best win of the last decade last night, and we're going to talk a lot about it.
Mm-hmm.
We've also got March Madness going.
Yes.
It has officially started. We're going to have updates. We're going to update scores. So if you're like recording, we'll give you a heads up. But any person who's trying to record March Madness and not seeing any spoilers or hearing any spoilers is an insane person. So we're going to do spoilers on scores. Creighton's up 20 on Louisville early.
Yeah.
Oof. Not a good start for my cards. I have them going to the Elite Eight. I don't. I drove through Narnia today.
Yeah, this is weird.
We're talking pyramids in the pre-show chat in the chatty house.
Okay.
But we'll get to all of it. We got to start with the Kings 123-119 victory over the Cavs last night. I said best win of the year. You said best win of the last 3 years?
I think so.
I'm not going that far.
I don't know, man. You're facing a team that, sure, they had lost two in a row, but that just meant that they were dangerous.
Go ahead. Sorry. Make the case.
But
make
they're 56-12 coming
yeah,
in.
Yeah, no doubt.
56-12. Yeah. There were 44 games over 500.
Yeah, it's a good team.
The Kings were two.
They're a good team.
Well, now they're two.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's a really, really good team. And you're playing without three of your eight rotational players, including probably your best two players,
mm-hmm.
and Zach LaVine and Domantas Sabonis. I don't know.
Which is curious.
Yeah, all of it's weird. I don't know what's happening there. Really, you know, we do know Domas is going to be out for probably until, you know, at least the Blazers game, maybe the road trip. But for the Kings to step up like that in a very, very crucial spot.
It's awesome.
Like, all of a sudden, you've got a shot at this, you know, looking at this horrible homestand of actually maybe being able to pull out a 500 road, a homestand.
Bro, if they play like they did last night, they will.
Yes.
And this is the thing with the Kings, and this is why it's so difficult. As badly, as low as you and I have been on them at points this year,
mm-hmm.
it's impossible to write them off entirely because they are not... Okay, the Chicago Bulls, who the Kings play tonight,
mm-hmm.
are the 9 seed in the East.
It's two 9 seeds?
Yeah. But the Bulls are a team where you're like, they stink. Mm-hmm. The Bulls are likely going to be in the play-in. And they're either 1 and done or 2 and done, or if they happen to make the playoffs, they're going to get mollywopped in the first round.
The Bulls traded their best player, and they came away with Kevin Huerter.
Yes, correct.
So as opposed to the Kings, who traded their best player and came away with Zach LaVine.
Who was the Bulls' best player.
Yeah, who was the Bulls' best player.
No, so it's like, this is why you can't just you can bury the Bulls. Mm-hmm. And we'll talk about them a little bit later. But you can bury the Bulls as a 9 seed in the East. That team stinks. With the Kings, you see games like last night. And it's not, oh, wow, it's the first time they've played well all year. They've now beaten the Cavs and Boston. They're 2-0 against the top two teams in the East. And they played awesome in those games. Last night was not some weird fluke where the Cavs went 2 of 40 from beyond the arc, and you're like, yeah, well, that'll never happen again. No, the Kings just played really well.
Yeah.
They got contributions up and down the roster. I thought the way they closed the game was really impressive. It was a clear pecking order. It was DeMar DeRozan, and then it was Malik Monk. And when DeMar DeRozan got doubled, he gave it to Monk, and it was Monk one-on-one, and he cooked. And DeMar, obviously, in the lead-up to that point, was awesome down the stretch, too. It's like, they just made sense last night.
Yep.
When everybody is playing the way they played, I thought Keegan Murray, despite going, 5 of 11, he only had 13 points. But he was sensational. He had a couple of big rebounds late. Defensively, I thought he was good. Keon Ellis in the starting lineup, excellent. Again, Jonas Valanciunas didn't close the game, but was very good for the 25 minutes he did play. You mentioned Trey Lyles before the show. His best game of the year?
Trey Lyles was tremendous. I don't know if tremendous. People... He had 13 points. He finished with 7 rebounds, and he had 5 assists. That rebound and putback that he had late in the game.
Sick. So
he
sick.
Just went up amongst the trees. Mm-hmm. Like, that team is so long and athletic. Mm-hmm. And he just flew in, grabbed the rebound, put it back. Mm-hmm. Huge, huge performance by Trey Lyles.
One of the most impressive things I've seen all year, speaking of the Cavs front court, was DeMar DeRozan seeking out the switch on Evan Mobley. Mm. Who's one of the top two front runners for defensive player of the year.
Oh, yeah, he's up there.
He is a dynamite defense, and it's not a fake-ass defensive player of the year where he just has a bunch of blocks, and then you watch him, and you're like, he's an awesome defender.
Yeah.
And DeRozan just cooked him, fried him, drove past him, little step back, shooting over him, didn't matter, just cash. And then you get, we talked about Trey Lyles' best game of the year, Devin Carter's best game of his career.
Oh, by far the best game of his career.
Not even close.
Well, I mean, that was his career high, 16 points. Yeah. His best, I think, before was either
10?
11 or 12.
Yeah, so, and I want to stop on Devin Carter for a second, because DeMar DeRozan putting up 11 of his 27 points in the fourth quarter is not a shock. DeMar DeRozan down the stretch hitting big shots is not anything anyone's like, oh, whoa, that's crazy. The Devin Carter thing, and the reason it's so encouraging for me is this is now, what, like 4 games in a row?
Yeah.
That he's played, and you just see, you can see the progress. You see, like, tangible evidence that this player is starting to get his sea legs in the NFL, or in the NBA, excuse me.
Yeah, to me, that's one of the biggest developments late in the season here.
1,000%.
You know, again, Markelle Fultz got some action last night, which he hadn't in a while, and I thought he played well initially. But then Devin Carter comes in the game and he just jumps off the screen. His confidence level, it's funny because I asked Keegan about, you know, whether he's had conversations with Devin Carter about the ups and downs of being a rookie. And, mm-hmm. you know, because he, as a third-year guy, you're a lot closer to it mm-hmm. than, you know, having a veteran come over and say sure. something, right? And Keegan actually smiled. He goes, yeah, he's really confident. I just kind of smiled, like, wow. He's like, have we had conversations? Yeah, but like at the same time, he's a really, really confident dude. And like, you don't really need to have conversations with him about, you know, like the tough, how tough a rookie season is.
Sure.
So yeah, just kind of different. But either way, like the step back threes and stuff, Like, what in the world? Like,
I mean, out of nowhere.
The fact that they went in is one thing. The fact that he took them, like, and then I also felt like there were plenty of moments where he didn't force it. Because I thought that that's been my biggest gripe with him. It is always me, 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 me.
It's just, and it's 1,000 miles an hour with no plan.
Yeah, it's like throwing up ill-advised shots in the key. It's falling down. It's like these rainbow threes that look like they're going to scrape the scoreboard. But last night, I saw him give up the ball multiple times, defer to the veterans on the team, and I thought all of that was really good. Maybe it's possible that he was just playing with starters more minutes than he typically does, and so maybe that's why he acquiesced a little bit, but to me, I thought it was a really big growing moment for him, and he's been able to do that over the last, you know, week or so. The steal numbers are going up, and you just see, like, hey, there is something here. It's just gonna, he just needs an off season.
The other thing that jumps out to me from last night is with Devin Carter specifically, is he plays a really like dogged physical brand of defense, and he only committed 2 fouls. Like typically, Chris Duarte last year, is the same type of defender.
Yeah,
but would just start mollywopping people, and you're like, dude, you played 4 minutes, you got 4 fouls. What are you doing? So Devin Carter learning that aspect of the game and being able to bring that and just figuring out, and I'm sure based on your conversation with Keegan, that Devin Carter is one of those guys that walks around. He's like, I'm him! Like, just all the time. And you kind of have to if you're going to have hair like that. And I think him figuring out how to be impactful on this team without being the guy who's going to lead the team in shots, without being the guy who they're going to go to for a big shot down the stretch. He's going to be involved, but he knows he has to create his opportunities. That's something we've talked about with Keegan a lot. Is, hey, you're probably not going to get the ball swung to you a lot, so go get your own rebound. Go create a possession. Go get that loose ball. Go grab a steal and get a leak out for a dunk. Go find out. So for Devin Carter not only to figure out just how to keep up in the NBA and play at that pace, because it did early on, it just looked a little fast for him.
Yep.
But seeing the game slow down and then having him affect the game the way that he does and doing the little things on the margins that the Kings just don't do a lot of, like we talk about all the time, is really impressive. And this is a player that I did not think would be a huge factor for the Kings down the stretch. So for him to have string 3-4 games together and then have it culminate last night against the best team in the East with a career high 16 points, hit a massive 3 late, with some really good defense, pulling down 5 rebounds. I was extremely, extremely impressed with Devin Carter last night.
Yeah, and I think there's going to be a moment where he gets back to who he is as a player. And right now, you know, everything is going a million miles an hour, like you talked about. The previous 3 games where he'd actually played, I mean, 7 minutes, 6 minutes, 11 minutes, he only had 1 rebound in each of those games. So for him, that's who he is. He's a very, very good rebounder.
Yeah, smart player.
Yeah, and then watching him, Malik Monk fed him on the break for that huge dunk, which, of course, not the Kings, but the broadcast kind of like messed up with using, what did they call it?
Vantage point.
Vantage point.
Yeah, boy, did they.
Are we going to talk about Vantage Point?
Yeah, we can talk about the damn Vantage Point. What are we doing here, bro?
You know what I love? I love because I worked at NBC for 6 years, right?
Right.
So anytime something goes wrong with the broadcast, the default setting is for everyone to just tweet me, hey, something's wrong with the broadcast. They're doing a weird, why are they doing a weird camera angle, James? And I'm like,
I feel so bad for you. That
sounds
horrible.
I don't work there anymore. Ooh. I don't know, and I haven't worked there for years.
You know people, though.
So that's why I did hashtag blame Deuce last night.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Yeah, so Deuce can be the one who answers that question all the time. That's fine.
Sure.
Like,
no,
whatever.
I like that. No, yeah. I think that's fine. I'll also be blaming Deuce.
Yeah.
That's cool. Salute to Deuce and Mo. Yeah, man. A classic, like, technology for the sake of technology moment for NBC last night, where I don't know what it's literally, when I say technology for the sake of technology, it's like they have this thing and they went, oh, hey, let's just deploy that and see what happens. it didn't serve any function. It didn't serve any purpose.
No.
They would, at the end of the game, they started doing, like after replays, they'd go, you'd hear Draper go, all right, Kadian, let's check that out on the Fantage point. And then they'd show it and you're like, all right, that was a replay.
Literally, you took the words out of my mouth. Last night, especially when it would be like the courtside Fantage point, it had like a little filter on it. It was like they're focusing on the players a little bit more, I guess. But it was just confusing. Like when it would go baseline and there'd be people standing up in the way.
Yes. Like I don't like that is the Fantage point sometimes. Sometimes people do stand up
exactly.
In your way. But I'm sorry, I don't want to stare at a guy in a Mike Bibby jersey. Dude, I just don't.
I'm short in real life, dude. I don't have to deal with this on TV. I can't stand up any taller. Yes.
That's spectacular.
And Zabo brings up they ruined Devin Carter's dunk. Yes, your rookie just goes freaking nuclear and you're seeing it from the freaking 400 level.
Yeah. Dude. Yeah.
For what?
Outside.
The Instagram video was better. Like,
yes.
Unreal. Unreal.
It did not serve a purpose outside, like Amazon and with the NFL has done the what do they call it, the broadcast view or whatever they call, where you see like all 22, like it's a zoomed out version of the broadcast, which is valuable in the NFL because the typical TV angle, you're getting like the offensive and defensive line, you get the quarterback and the running back and maybe the linebackers, but like what's happening at corner and safety, it's like off the screen.
Mm-hmm.
You can't really tell kind of what's going on back there. And when a quarterback's throwing deep, like you don't know what's happening until they pan out. So if you have a zoomed out view where you can see the all 22 view,
yeah,
it makes sense. In the NBA, everything's just right there already. We don't need a zoomed out.
I think you can see like driving lanes and you can, if you really want to see that. But what there should be is like an alternative view. If you want to pay an extra $3 a month or something, you can get an alternative view that looks like this.
Yep.
And, you know, or you can pan to a couple of different things. You know,
sure.
I was under the impression, like coming into the game, that there was going to be something new that they were trying, but that it was not going to be on the actual broadcast, that it was going to be something that was that they were just running simultaneously to test out and see what it looked like. And then all of a sudden just like getting flooded, like, oh my gosh, this is so horrible. And again, I don't have a monitor. I have a monitor with stats.
Yeah.
Right?
But you don't get the TV view.
Yeah, I don't get the TV view. But it was absolutely wild how many people were frustrated and angry. And just not great.
I did not see a single person. And I'm sure there were people out there. My Twitter is a very small corner of the greater NBA fan base. My corner of that corner is a tiny sliver of Kings fandom. I did not see a single person like love Fantage Point. And it was just, they kept trying to shove it down our throats. Pause. Like it was just, hey, how about let's check out the Fantage Point. How about the Fantage Point? Let's go to the Fantage Point. Like I don't want to anymore.
Yeah.
I don't care anymore. Show me a replay point. That's all I want. Like, bro, we are trying to drag the Kings across the finish line to beat the Cavs. I don't give a damn about a fancy camera angle.
Yep.
I'm trying to get a stop and a score.
They managed to do this on like the most exciting game too.
Right.
Of course.
Right.
Of course.
And it's not, that's not, this was not the Kings' choice. It was not, this is not to like actually, it was NBC had some cool technology.
Yep.
They wanted to try it. And You gotta pull the plug.
Maybe a preseason game next time.
Yeah. Well, and okay, cool. You have proof positive. That's right. If they had tried it tonight against the Bulls,
I think
it's a little different. But last night it was a super intense game.
Yeah.
Like, oh,
I think
didn't help.
It's also possible that the Sacramento Kings were watching Fantage Point while they were making 4 field goals in the first quarter. It's possible because they ran it through the first quarter, right?
They started doing replays.
Okay.
Later in the game.
It disappeared after halftime for the most part.
It was almost like they saw the comments.
Yeah.
Here we go. Sonny Jr. Live says he didn't mind it.
So there were people.
You're the one.
People were like, I'm getting seasick watching the game. What is happening?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not good. All right. We got plenty more on the Kings and Cavs game. Kings also playing the Bulls tonight. We're not going to talk about Vantage Point anymore, unless you would like to. 916-909-1320, 916-909-1320. That's the Elk Grove Kia talk line. We'll have more Kings, Cavs, Kings, Bulls. No LaVine, no Sabonis, no problem last night. We'll talk about that next here on ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
And 1320 at Sacramento Sports Center.
You're listening to The Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen, sponsored by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320 and 98.5 HD2, Sacramento's sports leader.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
Now, back to the Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen. Brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
Hey. Calling Joe Timu Jesse is wild disrespectful. That's insane.
Hold on a second. Who said that? I didn't even see that.
Drew Down said that in the chatty
house. I thought we were cool.
YouTube.com/ESPN1320 and Twitch.tv/ESPN1320.
Oh, man. I thought we were cool, too.
Hey, calm down over there, Timu Jess.
Joe, that's when you realize that Drew Down is really just a bully.
Just a mean, mean guy.
I'll go ahead.
He's very loud.
I'll take a seat back, right? I'll take a step back. I'm going to turn off the mic. I'm going to tuck myself away here. So you guys go ahead and have a great show.
Pull your hoodie up high. Pull your hoodie on.
Joe Brazil behind the glass. I'm Kyle Madsen. That's James Hamm. We're the Insider, sponsored by Jiffy Lube. The Kings beat the Mavs. Not the Mavs. Definitely not the Mavs. The Kings beat the Cavaliers last night, 123-119. I was going to give a quick NCAA bracket update, but both the games we have on are at commercial. So, moving on. No Zach LaVine last night. No Domantas Sabonis last night.
Nope.
The Kings beat the team that was tied for the best record in the NBA last night.
And no Jake LaRavia.
No Jake LaRavia.
Yeah, and Jake LaRavia has played really well and been like a difference maker for the Kings.
I think Devin Carter filled a lot of the role that Jake LaRavia has been filling last night.
He did, yeah. Just like a frenetic all over the place. I mean, he played 30 minutes,
mm-hmm.
and I thought he earned all of them.
1,000%.
Yeah.
He was really freaking good last night. No LaVine and no Sabonis and the Kings playing as well as they did just adds fuel to my thought that the roster as presently constructed doesn't make sense, because you can remove two major pieces mm-hmm. and then everything makes more sense. Down the stretch, it's not a bunch of people standing around and nobody knows what the pecking order is. Like, no, it's DeMar DeRozan down the stretch, and Malik Monk is the very clear number two. And Trey Lyles is going to come in, and he's going to be the backup five. You know exactly what you need from him. You know exactly what you need from Keegan Murray and Keon Ellis and Devin Carter. And wow, look at this. Everybody fits their roles. And they played great. When everybody has a defined role, everybody knows exactly what they're doing. Nobody has to defer to Zach LaVine or DeMar DeRozan or Malik Monk and like, oh, no, I can't. Like, no, man. They just went out and they just hooped. They just played basketball. And it just looked so much more fluid. The energy was great. I don't think it's a coincidence that they played as well as they did in a spot where their roles were much more defined.
Yeah, and I mean they're defined out in necessity.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean
you're forced into it.
Yeah, if that's what you have to do, then sometimes it works. I think the great franchises in the league, they have a system in place that can withstand, you know, in major injuries.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, and you can't withstand every injury, right?
Right.
But like, you have a system in place where it's next man up. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, again, Doug Christie is going to give credit to a lot of coaches for who he like models his career after, right?
Yeah.
As long as he continues to coach, right? Pete Carril, huge influence in his life, mm-hmm. right? And there's going to be other coaches he's going to mention. But the biggest coach that he played for in Sacramento was Rick Adelman. Mm-hmm. And Doug has talked about this. He didn't know how to play basketball. he played basketball, but he didn't really understand the game of basketball until he got to Sacramento.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was such a thinking man's team,
mm-hmm.
you know, with Pete Carril running this specific style of the Princeton offense and like Rick Adelman running the show. But I will tell you, like throughout his career, whether it was in Sacramento or it was in Minnesota or it was in mm-hmm. Houston, Rick Adelman to me was one of the greatest next man up coaches of all time. Like,
sure.
There's a.
What do you, real quick, I want to. What do you. Is that from a just mentality standpoint or an adjustment stand? What makes him a great next man up coach?
So, what he did is he created a system and empowered his players that when Mike Bibby went down, somebody else would step right in. Everyone would continue in their roles and the Kings would keep winning. When Chris Webber blew out his knee, the Kings were, they went out, they traded for Brad Miller. But that losing Chris Webber, and even though Brad Miller was a very, very good player, the Kings were the best team in basketball mm-hmm. with Chris Webber on the shelf.
Yeah.
And, you know, when Peja Stojakovic missed games, Hedo Turkoglu stepped right in.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody had defined roles. Everybody knew exactly who they were. But when somebody was out,
mm-hmm.
the players that were normally not big scorers or not big rebound, they all took it upon themselves to elevate their games. Mm-hmm. And we saw it a ton in Sacramento. But for me, the biggest thing was when he went to Houston, they won 22 straight at one point.
Mm-hmm.
And
God, so many freaking games.
Halfway through that, they lost Yao Ming.
Yeah.
And then deeper into the win streak, they lost Tracy McGrady. And they just kept winning.
Man.
They kept winning with random dudes,
mm-hmm.
with Carl Landry playing massive minutes. You know, like it didn't matter.
King's legend.
So they have, there's a system in place that's one thing. But also, like I asked Doug about establishing that. How do you establish that?
Yeah.
And he said, well, look, you know, like the best I can do right now is that I love everybody. And I love each of them, and I try to empower each of them. I don't just stop at the stars and just talk to the stars. I talk to everybody.
Yeah.
I sit there and have, like, they all feel that I know who they are, and I know what I can get out of them, and they, mm-hmm. they know what to expect from me. But it's something that you hope that they can establish. Because, you know, we talked about this the other day when Memphis rolled through, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which, again, another very impressive win for this team.
Yep.
But Memphis has a style of play that you want to emulate.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you want to play that hard
mm-hmm.
and just be that physical and make everybody play a full 48 minutes against you.
No matter what five players are on the court.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Now, if you can mirror that with, like, a next man up mentality where all of a sudden, you know, everybody is playing that physical style, they're, mm-hmm. you know, that's when you can go to a 10-man rotation. That's when you can do other things like what Steve Kerr did early in the season.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think they might be onto something here with, you know, what you said, like losing a couple of guys, but having a more natural fitting lineup.
Yeah.
But I also thought, like, look, everybody elevated their game. Devin Carter elevated his game. Trey Lyles elevated sure. his game to make sure. up for it. You know, you expect Jonas Valanciunas to walk out there and get a double-double, but it's the other players that took that next step last night that really shows you, like, okay, that's how you have to play. That's how you have to develop a system
mm-hmm.
where guys feel empowered when they get their opportunity.
The next step here is when they are fully healthy, guys still step in and play those roles the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm contending that Trey Lyles and Devin Carter, it's not a miracle that they just happened to step up and play well when given more minutes. It was, hey, you're in. You're playing 25 plus minutes tonight, like just out of necessity. And when you're playing free and you're just playing hoop and you know that, hey, you can make a mistake, you can, or the team needs you in this very specific way,
mm-hmm.
I think it makes it easier. I think it makes it easier to play the sport. And it's not, and I want to really make this clear because I saw Odyssey Fryer in the chat, he said, what you're saying is the Kings are better without LaVine. What if DeRozan and or Monk miss a few of those shots last night? Yeah, if the Kings miss shots, they lose. Yeah, that's the sport. But I'm not saying LaVine specifically. This isn't about a specific player.
Mm-hmm.
This is about when you take out two key pieces for the Kings, whether it's Zach LaVine, Malik Monk, DeMar DeRozan, Domantas Sabonis, or otherwise, when you remove them from the equation, everything makes more sense. the roles are more defined. There's no question about like, oh, we got to get Zach some shots, and oh, DeMar's going to get his shots, and okay, what's Malik doing here? And then, okay, we're running some stuff through Sabonis, but what's he doing? Like, there's no question about that when Trey Lyles and Devin Carter and Keon Ellis get into the game. They know exactly what the team needs from them, and they know exactly what their role is going to be on that night, and they know that they are going to play.
Yeah.
And I think that just makes it easier. And maybe I'm wrong. Like maybe LaVine and Sabonis are out tonight. I don't know if that Sabonis will be. I don't know what's going on with Zach LaVine. But if they're both out tonight, yeah, maybe they miss a bunch of shots and they lose and it looks different. But as we talk about what does this look like going forward, mm-hmm. and we talk about this roster making sense, that was a really good example. I used the Warriors example without Steph Curry against the Bucks, and then the Kings gave us our own example right here. It makes more sense, and it looked better, without those guys on the floor. What's up, Joe?
I think I totally agree with you. I think to your point, it's kind of reminded me of like a rowing team. You know, if you have too many strong guys on the left side, you're just going to go in circles. You need to, you get what I'm saying? You need to have a balance throughout the whole boat. And if you got all these guys fighting each other on the right side, they're all strong. You're just going in circles. So I agree. I think it flowed a lot better last night like that.
And, it's our first ever rowing analogy.
Right?
Work.
Well, okay. And that's why we've talked about this so many times. Sometimes it's not about going out and getting more talent. It's about getting better fits. It's about getting players that fit what you're trying to do. Like, you can't just load up with 5 20-point-per-game scorers because – number one, that leaves no shots for the other 10 guys on the roster. Mm-hmm. But also, they're going to fight with each other to do that. Unless you have just like the most complete 5-man rotation of 20-point-per-game scores that can do everything and that all support each other and want to be there for each other, it just never works out. And, you know, to be honest with you, you bring up, well, if they would have missed a couple more shots, you know, then they would have lost. I hate to tell you this. The Kings shot like 4 of 23 in the first quarter.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the worst first quarters I've ever seen.
They were, it had big like 30-point loss energy to the first quarter.
They had 15 points.
Rough.
And somehow they're only down 7 because they played defense and they gave themselves a shot. Then they come out in the third quarter and they dropped a 43 spot on the Cavs, who are one of the better defensive teams in the league.
Yes.
Just thrashed them.
It was incredible.
So I get what you're saying, but like at the same time, you have to look at a balanced roster that has, again, top-tier stars. Now, you need replacement stars for when those guys go out, but it does make more sense sometimes. And again, we don't know what's going on with Zach LaVine. He missed last night's game due to personal issues. Mm-hmm. He did actually show up in the locker room late last night.
That's good.
And I don't know if that was like he got back in town or... I don't know what it was. I have no idea.
Sure.
He did not speak to anybody. He did not speak to the media, but Malik Monk was doing his post game, and he walked in and said hello to Malik during the post game. So, you know, maybe he plays tonight. Maybe he doesn't. We have no idea. But again, with these things, look, Zach is a guy with 4 kids, and his wife just had a baby, and like what if he's got personal reasons, I'm not going to mess with him, and I'm going to say, hey, bro, you go take care of whatever it is you got to take care of, because these things go sideways quick, and like I'm never going to put that on a player.
Yeah.
But you know, there's hope that he will be back, and you have to figure out ways to integrate players when they do come back.
Yeah,
and it can't just be like Domantas Sabonis has to shoulder everything, or Malik Monk has to shoulder everything, and they also can't feel like that's what they have to do. They have to feel like they've got to go out and do their job, and that the other guys need to elevate their games as well.
Yes,
like if you're missing 40 points from your lineup like they were last night, 42 points, maybe even 48 if you figure
40 plus.
Yeah, Jake LaRavia. Not one player is going to go out there and score that.
Mm-mm.
But what you did get, you got a 27-point night, so you got 3 or 4 extra points from DeMar DeRozan. You got extra points from different players, and that's how you step up and sort of support each other in a time where things get a little dicey.
And I think spinning this forward, a game like last night can be so valuable. Why did I say that like that? Like last night? A game like last night can be so valuable because it does show, hey, Devin Carter, you had 30 minutes and you did these things really well. This is what your job is going forward. One, Zach LaVine and Domantas Sabonis are back. Trey Lyles. Like, I think Trey Lyles knows what his role is supposed to be. It's just a matter of just playing well, I guess, like hitting some shots.
It's a matter of him hitting his three. Like, yeah, if he hits his three, he's just a more confident player.
Yeah, yes.
And overall,
less tentative.
I still think that there are games where he doesn't score. Like, the other night, he had 9 rebounds. He was tremendous.
Yeah.
He didn't score a bunch of points. I think he's 6 or 7 points, but...
Drew a charge, I think.
Yeah. Well, he typically he drew a charge and they called it the other way.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Yeah.
So, that's where, like, if you can take last night and use that as a, hey, Devin, if you're going to play 15 minutes, no matter who's on the court, because that's the thing. Trey Lyles can do what he did last night, no matter who's on the court.
Mm-hmm.
It shouldn't matter. Devin Carter can do what he did last night. It shouldn't matter who's on the court. And so if they can figure out how to play that style and have that impact while the Kings are fully healthy, that's kind of the next step for me. But I don't know that's going to be possible to figure out here in the next 12 games.
Well, that, and we don't know who will be the head coach next year. We don't know who will be the general manager putting the pieces in place. We don't know a lot of things.
I think there's something, too. You mentioned Doug Christie earlier and how he had all these different coaches and he you know, doesn't just talk to the stars. He talks to everyone and everybody's equal and this and that. I think there's value to having a role player as a head coach. Because I think that's something that Ty Lue is very good at. He was a NBA role player. Steve Kerr, that's one of his whole things. Is like, everybody has to touch the ball. Like, I was a role player my whole career. It sucks when you get planted in the corner and you don't touch the ball.
Mm-hmm.
So that's his whole thing. Doug Christie, same deal. Like, he was bouncing around the league, good player. Found the ultimate success here in Sacramento because he was embraced as a, hey, you're not going to be a one or a two, but you're going to be hella valuable in this way.
He was
these ways.
The fifth option on a great team.
Yeah, but a vital glue piece.
But also a great, like, he was the primary point guard for most of those seasons. Mm-hmm. Mike Bibby had the point guard title because he was shorter, and he was the best defender on the team.
Mm-hmm.
There, he brought so much to it. And I agree with you. It's kind of like why in Major League Baseball, so many catchers take the managerial roles. Mm-hmm. It's just because they think of the game a different way.
Yep.
You know, people who are willing to give more of themselves and are glue guys, they make good coaches.
Yep, 1,000%. All right, we got Kings Bulls tonight. We'll get a bracket check in, and then we'll take a look around the NBA from last night and whether the Kings got any help. Got a little bit of shakeup in the Western standings. We'll talk about that coming up. That's James Hamm. Joe Brazil's behind the glass. I'm Kyle Madsen, and we're the Insider, sponsored by Jiffy Lube. It's ESPN 1320, and it's Sacramento Sports Leader.
You're listening to The Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen, sponsored by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320 and 98.5 HD2, Sacramento's sports leader. Now, back to The Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen, brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
All right, I'm locking it in.
All right, I'm here for it.
Give you my underdog lineup here in a minute. We're going to have another bracket update, but we're once again at commercial twice. So I'm going to have to do this the old-fashioned way here and go to the internet. Louisville is cut into Creighton's lead 65-50. Creighton leads that one. They are up by 20 last I looked there. Purdue pulling away from High Point. They're up 10 at halftime. Wisconsin-Montana underway. Wisconsin leading the Grizzlies by...
All right.
Early first half.
You know,
how is college basketball not gone to quarters yet? What are we doing?
I don't know.
It's the dumbest thing.
Yeah.
There's no argument that anyone can make to me that is going to make me think that halves are better than quarters. Warren, to answer your question. Shout out to Warren, our guy. We are up in here. What were we going to do? Oh, Kings Bulls tonight. Yes. Okay. Great. We're back. Big time chance for the Kings tonight to get to a third straight win. Get back to 3 games over .500. Bulls second night of a back-to-back. The Bulls are hilarious to me because they have done the like tear down to rebuild thing. They traded Alex Caruso. They bring in Josh Giddey. They traded away Zach LaVine. They traded away DeMar DeRozan this offseason. They've tried to kind of tear it down to rebuild it, but then they don't trade Vucevic. He's still there. I think they're trying to build around Kobe White. And they've done a rebuild and gone nowhere. I feel the exact same about the Bulls as I did last season this time.
Yeah.
They're just kind of there. They are in no man's land.
You know what they are? They're like the late 2000, the like 2017, 18, 19, 20 Orlando Magic. It's the same team. It's
oh,
like,
with Aaron Gordon?
Yeah, it's like, and Vucevic.
Yeah.
But they have a bunch of talent, but it doesn't work together. And they keep thinking, oh, one tweak here, one tweak there, we'll add DeMar DeRozan. That will get us over the hump.
Mm-hmm.
None of it ever works. And I don't know why that is, but it's a bad place to be in. And they're kind of in where the Kings were all through the 90s, where you draft number seven every year.
Yep.
And it's just really tough to improve and take that next step when you don't either get in the top of the lottery or you don't get like a swing for the fence free agent.
Yeah.
And so they're kind of stuck. Yeah.
That's my biggest fear with the Kings.
Of course.
I know the vibes have been high today and they should be, and they're looking for their third win in a row tonight. looking to try and climb up out of the nine seed. Great. I'm so worried about falling into no man's land, which is like the Bulls had Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan and couldn't quite figure out how to make that work. And so they tore it down and now they're where they're at. And the Kings now have Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan and they're trying to figure out how to make it work.
There should never be a true run it back. I think we just learned that here in Sacramento. But
unless you win a title.
Yeah, but even that, great title teams continue to evolve and they continue to get better because just flat out, teams figure you out. Like the DHO game, part of the reason
you're
why the Kings don't do the DHO game like 55 times a game is because teams figured it out. And you've got to have another pitch. And for me, like you have got to be evolving as a general manager, as a coaching staff, as a team at all times. And you've got to be developing new things that are going to make you different from one year to the next. And I just really do feel like the Kings, by going stagnant, got themselves into this situation. And then the answers weren't the right answers. They were default answers. So again, this isn't a knock on DeMar DeRozan, but you know, Domantas Sabonis told us they had two other trades fall through before the two other deals fall through before they got DeMar DeRozan. And he's not like a last ditch option, but you know, when you're looking at your summer and you want to improve at the small forward position, you want this, this, and this, like DeMar DeRozan checked very few of any of those boxes. Sure. Like, can he score? Heck yeah, he can score. And actually, you know, for that matter, DeMar DeRozan, so people know, he is, I believe, 14 points away from 25,000 for his career. So tonight, he will have a moment against his former team. He's 17 points away. He's at 24,983 points. Like, he's an incredible scorer, and he has been for 16 years in the league. That doesn't change the fact that if the Kings had their choice of like three or four options to improve at that position, they probably wouldn't have chosen a ball dominant 6 foot six, non-defensive playing 35-year-old over Cam Johnson or someone else. And again, it's not about who's a better player. It's about who's a better fit for your team and your build. And now you're in a totally different space, a totally different direction. But like that's where they have to go this summer. They have to improve this roster so they don't get caught in exactly what you're talking about, Kyle.
Yeah.
You cannot get caught in the 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th in the draft every single year. That is just, it is mediocrity.
Yeah, and being afraid to take a swing. Like being afraid to go, oh, hey, we're kind of sort of in the mix for the playoffs where if we get career years from everybody, oh, hey, then we're cooking with gas.
Mm-hmm.
And if not, then we're going to add a mediocre asset in the draft and we're just going to kind of continue this cycle. Like when you get close, you have to be willing to flip the spread at some point.
Yeah.
And take a leap and really go for it. Unless you fall backwards into Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown and they develop at the rate that they developed and all of a sudden now the pieces you need to put around them are really like clearly defined and you have a long runway to do that, that's very rare for that to happen. You at some point have to take a big swing or this is where you're going to be forever. You get stuck in that cycle of, well...
We're close.
If we just add this one piece, hey, maybe the 10th pick in the draft will come in and be a difference maker. Like, all right, maybe.
It's part of death by mid-level exception.
Yeah, man.
It is, where you keep thinking that, oh, if we just add this, it used to be a $5 million player, but now it's a $13 million player. If we just add this one $13 million player, that might be enough to get us over the hump. It might be enough. And you keep chasing that.
Mm-hmm.
And next thing you know, you got three of those guys on your roster. None of them are good enough.
Right.
And you're flat out mid.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you have to try to avoid at all costs is that moment where like you really can't move forward as a franchise because you've locked yourself into specific contracts and stuff.
It feels like what the Bulls are doing again. Maybe.
Yeah. I mean, like the Bulls have had some bad luck. Here and there, you know, again, Patrick Williams has been hurt most of his career.
Yeah.
You know, they signed Lonzo Ball to a big contract and he's been hurt like almost the entire time. So they haven't had good luck. But in addition to that, you can see a bad team build. You can see it like from the, like,
For sure.
Yeah. This is not 2K.
Nope.
It's not. You can't just go out there and think that you're going to build a roster that looks good on paper and it's all going to work.
Nope.
And I mean, again, that's why the Kings right now are two games over 500.
The talent on their roster is significantly better than two games over 500.
The talent just on their roster
in a vacuum,
yes,
should be way better.
Kyle, the talent on the roster is better than the 2022-23 roster that they won 48 games.
Yes,
like I have no problems. The talent is much better. It's better, in my opinion. Right now, yes. Like, you have way better depth. You have way more pieces that make sense. You have way more pieces that you think might have value. But at the end of the day, they don't fit together.
No.
I mean, look, one through, like, we get to the 12th, 13th, man. You're still talking about, like, Jay Crowder and Doug McDermott and actual NBA players.
Sure.
You know, not like what they had assembled before.
I was into. All right, it's fine.
You want to fight me on this?
No, I don't. I would just because, like you said, once you start going through it, I just thought we were gonna get like Terrence Davis slander, and I was not gonna be here for that.
Oh, you're not here for TD.
I was not gonna be here for Terrence Davis slander. No, no, that's fine. I think. You're right. Where I'm getting caught up is kind of what we've been talking about. I don't want to beat a dead horse here, but like the 22-23 team was just so significantly better.
Oh, of course.
From a just team standpoint.
It's about team
building. Which is where I'm
getting caught
up, but you're right. They are more talented this year.
Yeah. Yeah. Just straight team build?
Yeah.
Yeah. That team fit better.
It also helped that you got a career year from Kevin Herter and Keegan Murray was really, really good offensively out of the gate. And their offense was nobody really had answers for it.
Mm-hmm.
So that definitely helped. But all right, that's fine. I see Big E on the Elk Grove Kia talk line. We will get to him shortly. And we'll get to anybody who wants to jump on the Elk Grove Kia talk line at 916-909-1320. 916-909-1320. Two things I want to get to next. One, and if you would like to join us on the show, please do. How worried are you about the Kevin Herter revenge game tonight? And two, I want to dig further into the statement you made that last night's win might have been the best win of the last 3 years.
Okay.
We need to dig into that. He's James Hamm. I'm Kyle Madsen. Joe Brazil is rocking with us. We're the Insiders, and we're sponsored by Jiffy Lube. This is ESPN 1320, Sacramento Sports Leader.
You're listening to The Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen, sponsored by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320 and 98.5 HD2, Sacramento Sports Leader.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.